From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The migrant crisis deepens. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling on European nations to do more to share the burden of caring for the thousands of migrants streaming onto the continent. European Council President Donald Tusk says the need is great.
We have to alleviate the unbearable human suffering and tragedies that have become almost daily news stories in Europe now.
But Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are blocking a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of refugees. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has described as a stab in the back a violent demonstration against legislation granting more autonomy to pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Це була антиукраїнська акція.
In a televised address Monday evening, Mr. Poroshenko said the protest outside the parliament in Kiev earlier in the day was, in his words, an anti-Ukrainian action. South Sudan's government and rebels have accused each other of breaking the ceasefire that was to go into effect. Marta Vondervolf takes a look.
At a news conference in Addis Ababa on Monday, former vice president turned rebel leader Riek Machar accused government troops of not honoring the peace deal.
Up to this morning, they have been fighting in unity. They have troops that they don't control, who are burning villages, killing civil population, and all that.
But South Sudan Army spokesman Colonel Philip Aguirre says forces loyal to Machar have attacked forces loyal to President Kiir with the intention of gaining more territory. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Thai authorities investigating this month's Bangkok bomb attack have announced finding more bomb-making materials in a raid on an apartment in the capital. This is VOA News. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has told Pakistani officials there is more work the Pakistani government can do to confront extremist groups. Earnest said the first item on Rice's agenda during her brief visit to Pakistan on Sunday was the security relationship between Pakistan and the United States. Rice passed on an invitation for Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to visit Washington in late October. U.S. President Barack Obama says it will take the Iranian economy until 2022 to get back to its pre-sanctions level after the recently negotiated nuclear agreement comes into force. The president said in an interview with a Jewish newspaper Forward published Monday that Iran is going to have to use the $50 billion in unfrozen assets just to prop up its badly sagging economy. Ministers from 11 countries and the European Union have reaffirmed a commitment to take urgent action to slow the pace of global warming in the Arctic region. The officials from countries including the U.S., France, South Korea, and Singapore announced their pledge in a joint statement Monday at a conference in Alaska. U.S. President Barack Obama is facing backlash from some Ohio lawmakers following a decision to rename Alaska's Mount McKinley to Denali. Mount McKinley is the tallest mountain in North America. The administration says the name change recognizes what it called the sacred status of the mountain to Alaska Natives. Mount McKinley was named after President William McKinley, who was born in Ohio, and House Speaker John Boehner, also from Ohio, said he was deeply disappointed by the decision. A court in southeastern Turkey has ordered two British journalists and their translator remanded into custody ahead of an eventual trial on charges of engaging in terrorist activity. Monday's court ruling in the city of Diyarbakir orders the reporting crew who work for the U.S. internet-based Vice News back to jail 2 days after their arrests near the borders with Syria, Iraq, and Iran. The French news agency says a fourth suspect, a driver, was freed. Sudan's foreign minister said the International Criminal Court's indictment of President Omar al-Bashir is merely a European matter that has been rejected by the rest of the international community. Speaking to VOA by telephone from Khartoum Sunday, Foreign Minister Ibrahim Gandour said President Bashir continues to travel the world whenever he's invited by other heads of state without fear of being arrested. Mr. Bashir begins a 4-day visit to China Monday at the invitation of the Chinese government. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.